Dear Diary, I met someone. She is so amazing. Her courage, the strength in her simplicity, the aura she commanded as I set eyes on her. Although, I didn't get the response I expected as I walked up to her. Hi, I'm Beloved. Nice to meet you. I felt drawn to her because she looked so familiar, too familiar to ignore. Have we met before? We must have. At school, at some workplace, at home. We must have met. I remember that laugh. That same one that caught my attention many years ago. I noticed that birthmark. I used to tease her about we both having the same marks on the same visible spots on our body. I remember her now. We were supposed to be really close pals. But what happened? It's so good to see you again. We should catch up. Take a seat and share a drink with me. What would you like to eat?
Oh, my favorite. Grilled potatoes, sausages, and salmon sauce.
Oh, I thought your favorite meal was rice. Anyway, never mind. I love your dress and your accessories, all violet.
Yes, that's my best color also.
I thought that was blue.
Well, you thought wrong.
So tell me, what do you do during your free time these days?
I just love to take a walk and chill on the beach.
Wow, a lot must have changed. You no longer love to listen to music or write?
Nah, you must be mistaking me for someone else, don't you think?
Yes, no doubt. I've been too busy caring about others, making frenemies, living their standards, paying close attention to distant friends and caring less about this beauty so close to me. I forgot the tiny little detail that made her so special in the beginning. I've worked so hard exploring the strengths of others, so hard I even became their weakness. I've worked so hard it cost me myself. I met someone. She reminded me of me about a decade ago when I could still find myself. She reminded me of the frailty I possessed, so innocent, before life began to happen. Her eyes still held purity, even though I could see the little specks of sadness. I wonder where that came from, though. Her warmth held trust, love, and a reason to depend on her. She reminded me of me about a decade ago.
Oh, how time swiftly goes away, taking with it all the tranquility, innocence, and peace one once enjoyed.
I was taken back into timelessness until I looked back into her eyes and there it was, that sadness. How much have I missed? How badly have I ignored you? How much has changed? Don't tell me, your name has changed too.
My name is Beloved. And not to worry, now you have another opportunity to get to know me.
Dear Diary, I met someone. I met the me I forgot all about many years ago. So I'm hanging out with her more, getting to know her better. Because no one is about to make me feel any less than I really am. Not anymore. I met someone. I met the me who saw the ditch and yet dived in.
Yes, Beloved. You should have walked away from the norm many years ago, while you still had the strength. But instead, you chose this path, the path that drains all of the weakness you have left, leaving you feeble and empty. You had love and happiness all on a platter. You held onto the pleasures of grief and sham, all for the pleasure of a friend's kiss. You held on so dearly to Judas's embrace. a companionship that has brought you nothing but betrayal and regrets. You gave up everything to have anything as you now tussle with the haze of nothingness.
I met the lady I was before I got married and began to have the kids I wanted so badly. I met this purpose-filled woman my husband fell in love with and married. What happened now? Relaxing so much because I now have it all? I met the personality I was before all of the fame, when I still had time to spare, and the heat of the scorching spotlight hadn't stolen all of my idyllic existence. Guiltless and innocent, until choices and decision-making took it all away. The sight of her brought back memories of who I was back then and who I am now as a result of living. We have made many decisions that have yielded results now, good or bad.
Moms look back at their lives and wonder how their youthfulness went by so fast. I feel the same youthfulness slipping by so fast, and I'm wondering at how much work I have left to do while I'm young.
We have had to make so many sacrifices, surrendered our dreams so we could fit into our husband's plans. We have laid down so many aspirations so our children can begin to dream. We have grown up so fast and sacrificed so much.
So much there's hardly any time to breathe.
Well, I met someone, and she reminded me that I do not know myself anymore. I have dangled out of the master plan, too busy building my own perfect plan. I have forgotten to look in the mirror to see that I've been driving too hard. I have grown past this flawless beauty I met. The thing is, have I grown up or grown down? Have I progressed or regressed? Have I evolved or relapsed? I can be better than this. Can I?
Take a quick look behind to be sure that Jesus is still on this journey with you.
I met someone. I met the me I forgot all about many years ago. Now I'm discovering new ways of thinking,
of loving,
of learning,
of being,
finding new ways to be better than the me I forgot about many years ago. I remember that the world needs me,
all of me, the me that I was, the me that I am, and the me that I will ever be.
Hopefully, I can find her now.
Dear Diary.